I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Alabama at Oklahoma on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. Two future SEC rivals will get a chance to exchange pleasantries early on Saturday when Alabama heads to Norman to visit Oklahoma. The game tips off at 2 p.m. Eastern and will be on ESPN. The Crimson Tide are 18-2 overall, winners of 9 straight, and they're 8-0 in the SEC. But that winning streak and perfect conference record had to survive a scare on Wednesday when they hosted Mississippi State and looked out of sorts before coming back to win 66-63. The Tide were held under a point per possession in that game for the first time in 11 games. They're still number 2 in the AP poll and projected to be a 1 seed in Joe Lunardi of ESPN's latest tournament projection. A bunch of things went wrong for Alabama and forced them to have to battle back against an overmatched Mississippi State team. First, big man Charles Bediako was limited to just 12 minutes by foul trouble, making room for Talu Smith of the Bulldogs to have a bigger game. Second, though, and perhaps more concerning, is the fact that only 2 of the 9 Tide players to appear in the game had an above-average offensive rating. They shot 5 of 28 from 3, but kept launching from out there, getting away from what they do well. Brandon Miller needs to be more involved in this game than he was in that one, where he shot just 9 times. Oklahoma is 11-9 overall and 2-6 in the Big 12 in a season largely defined by what could have been. 6 of their 9 losses have come by 4 points or less, and if they could even flip a couple of those, it might change the narrative around this team. In Big 12 play, they had chances to win games they eventually lost by 1 point to Texas, 3 points to Iowa State, 4 points to Kansas, and 2 points to Baylor. On Tuesday, they got blown out for the first time all season, however, going to TCU and losing by 27. I don't know that these non-conference games in the middle of the conference season mean much for most of the teams involved, as their respective leagues will give them plenty of chances for quality wins down the stretch. A win here could be big for Oklahoma's resume, though, as it would show that they're better than they've looked in a tough league. It's also an opportunity for guard Grant Sherfield to play against someone that hasn't seen him before, and maybe that gets him back on track. This is only the 10th meeting between these two teams in Sports Reference's data going back to 1949, but they did play in Norman 2 years ago, and Oklahoma held serve at home. At some point in the future, they're going to be conference rivals, as Oklahoma and Texas are expected to jump to the SEC no later than 2025. That's our on-the-court preview for Alabama at Oklahoma on Saturday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hey guys, Ryan Stone here with you. Let's take a look at the betting side of things for this Alabama on the road at Oklahoma matchup in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. Bama's been one of the best teams in the country this year, and some might even say that they are the best team in the country. They're 18-2 overall. They are 12-7-1 against the spread, and they are 6-0 on the road so far this season. Oklahoma is just 11-9 overall. They are 9-10-1. Against the spread, and at home they've struggled a little bit. They are just 6-4 at home so far this season. The spread is currently Alabama minus 5.5, with the over under sitting at 143. In terms of the matchup for this one and the current trends that have taken place for both these teams. The under is actually 4-0 in the Crimson Tide's last 4 versus a team with a winning straight-up record. Crimson Tide are also 4-0 against the spread in their last 4 road games versus a team with a winning percentage of greater than 600. And the Crimson Tide are 7-1 against the spread in their last 8 games overall. For Oklahoma, though, the under is 4-0 in the Sooners' last 4 versus a team with a winning straight-up record. Sooners, the under is 4-1 in the Sooners' last 5 games following a straight-up loss. However, the Sooners are just 0-3-1 against the spread in their last 4 games versus a team with a winning straight-up record. The last 6 times these two teams have played, the home team is 6-0 against the spread, which would lend itself towards Oklahoma. And in terms of the matchup edge, Oklahoma actually holds 4 of the 7, excuse me. Alabama, though, is the better offensive team and the better rebounding team. I'm not going to make a play on the spread here because Oklahoma is a tough place to play there in Norman, but I do think this game goes over 143.